Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. Brady's in the bunker. Creepy E is here. Big Dick Toledo. We're ready to go for another day. Just starting to pull back a little bit. Not allowed to do much of anything unless you feel like it. Then do it. I guess that's the general leadership rule is don't leave the house unless you want to go to a restaurant or something. Then go out and you can do that. But don't do anything. Stay home except for this place and this place is okay, but that place is not okay. Bars are out. The thing we need more than anything right now is alcohol. Can't have that unless you're going to a restaurant that has a bar, and like I did last night. Then you can have a bar in there. Although the place I went, Ocean 44, unbelievably respectful people inside there. And everybody in there. That's why you got to spend a little for everybody to be smart. Everybody was like, excuse me. Like, they'll get out of your way when you try to go to the bathroom. It was amazing.
That's what it's all about.
And that's what
you
it's
go
about.
Out yep. And you're in a place that's not doing that stuff.
No.
Get the hell out of there.
Trying to rub it in. We don't care. And it was great. So sat in a little booth all by ourselves. Nobody around us for like 20 feet. The place has a lot of business, but they've spaced it out to where almost like they planned for this. It was amazing. So, yeah. And then the bar area, they got two big bar areas, and those are spaced out. It's about as good as you can do it. But they closed up all the bars again yesterday. You can't have bars. And that's it. And those
didn't mention casinos, though.
They did not mention the casinos. That's true. I didn't think of that. They have, you can't go to water park, but you can gamble. But the casinos had kind of a couple of them closed.
Well, Gila River closed for other reasons.
Well, they killed a guy. So you do that a lot of times. You close.
Yeah.
That tends to be a locked door situation for a couple hours. So
how does it work at the bar restaurant? They close the bar part?
No, you're a restaurant.
Okay.
So, you know how that, the percentage of food versus alcohol makes you a bar or a restaurant.
So you can't sit at the bar?
Sure you can, if it's a restaurant. Because you can get served food there.
I'm confused.
So if you're serving food, it's just another table. It's just a unique one.
It seems to me there's very few bars that don't have food.
But it isn't about having it. It's about your percentage of sales.
Okay.
The class of your license changes on how much alcohol you sell versus how much food you sell. So that's the cost, and then you're considered one thing or the other. You're a restaurant. Like, Brady, you were a restaurant, clearly, because you were probably 10% of your sales was alcohol, right?
Yeah, it got up to, I think, the highest in Scottsdale, might have been 18%.
Right, and that doesn't even play with it
right.
As far as being a bar. So you're a restaurant, but you can have a bar in it, so you can just serve. It's just another place for people to sit. So, yeah, that's
what
how
do you
they,
think of the Mountainside Fitness guy?
He's going to sue Governor Ducey.
And he has a point. I mean, you're giving him 5 hours notice.
Yeah, well, there was the dude on the buffalo chip last night out there in Cave Creek said, because I assumed we were going to be open for a little while, no one had said anything. He ordered like $40,000 worth of food.
Oops.
He's got a ton of alcohol on the way. And he's like, and I'm considered a bar because his percentages are where they are. He said, but we're as much a restaurant because we're right on that 50-50 thing.
Uh-oh.
And he said, so I can't sell all this.
Licenses.
Right. And he said, I can't sell all this. I can't do any of what, and I have 3 hours to figure out what to do because they're closing me at 8:00. And he's like, they told me at 3:30. Yeah, it was a mess. It's not handled well. This is just not handled well. It just isn't.
That's par for the course.
It really is. I mean,
everyone.
Tripp and I talked yesterday, and he said, I just think it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me why anybody isn't paying attention to the. And I'm like, look, everybody's on this. Everybody with half a brain is on the same page. But having a government official stand in a room and say, it's really up to you guys. It's like saying, you people be responsible is akin to Governor Ducey going on. What I need you to do is flap your wings and wish and fly because it's the same exact thing. Saying, hey, general population, be responsible and smart and considerate. Is akin to saying, learn to fly in the next 3 hours with your arms because we won't do it. We will do neither. We have as good a chance to learn to fly.
It's great in theory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing to think if you could just fly above 8,000 feet from place to place, you can avoid the coronavirus. So learn that. But you can't have an apparatus. It has to be done through manpower. That is the exact same thing anybody's asking when they say, hey, general population, be responsible. Because we won't. We just won't. At all. And I got an email from a lady who said, because we as the population can't be trusted, hospitals have to refuse patients' families. I just dropped my husband off for surgery. I have to sit in my car while somebody preps for surgery so she can come back and tell me what's going on. And the idiots out there are impacting everything so much more than they know. Will you please wear a goddamn mask and stay home? Signed, a nurse practitioner and a firefighter's wife. That's it. She's got a husband who's going in for surgery, and they're running back and forth to the car like it's McDonald's when they don't have enough fries ready. Will you just park right over there? We'll come out in a second and tell you things that are going on. Popping out and letting her know what's up.
We're sorry your husband didn't make it.
He didn't make it. Thanks for popping by. We're going to need this spot for the next person that we kill. So if you just back up, here's your fries. Sorry for the delay.
So, yeah. Bring them out to you in the parking lot. We'll just wheel them out.
Yeah, he'll be waiting here at 5:30 tomorrow. But yeah, we can't like hand deliver it. We'll just wait here.
There's a line of dead guys in wheelchairs
with just signs on them. Here's ours. That's our guy.
Oh man.
I don't know. Are you sure? Make sure you take the right guy because we can't go in.
Wasn't COVID.
Yeah. So it's crazy, and we're all acting silly and dumb, and now we have to pull back, and it's our fault. Again, I don't think Ducey's done a decent job of keeping this together. I think his biggest mistake was, I think they'll be all right. I think these people will do it. I think they understand. I think they're smart enough to do that. We're not. We're just not. And you were warned here on this show months ago saying, hey, when it became about personal responsibility, the first thing I said was, we'll be back in this boat in a month. There's no possible way this group is going to be responsible enough to do it right with the doors open. And within an hour of the bars reopening, Scottsdale had a problem. Within an hour of the bars reopening in Tempe, they had a problem. And then we're all idiots. We just all kept going and doing whatever we felt like doing. So the only answer is to treat us like children. I don't want some government nanny state. All right, well then behave. Well, I'm wearing no mask. All right, well then go F yourself. You're a moron.
That's a win-win there, huh?
It's the same group of people that are the problem on both sides. They always want to come down and nanny me. And make my life, I want my freedoms. All right. Well, you have to wear a mask right now and social distance. No, I want to go to a bar when I want with my mouth wide open and touching people with it. None of this makes sense to me. So we have to close again because we were idiots. And I can blame Ducey for little things, but I blame people mostly. If we want everything to be the same and we want some magic governor to come in and say, fix this. You know what else is not closed? Churches. Churches are fine. You can go gather up at churches, which aren't somehow or another.
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
You get a pile of people in churches. You got those. Those are wide open. Doesn't make any sense. So just shut it down. Shut the whole thing down again and treat us like children because that's how we acted when you tried to trust us. Period. That's it. And or just be the strictest douchebag on the planet and come out and say, hey, I'm going to be strong because you guys are all idiots. And lose the election, because you're going to lose anyway. You might as well come out and just stomp on everybody and go, you guys are idiots. You guys are morons. We're closing everything again. And I don't have a plan for your money. You should have thought of that when you weren't doing anything right. And the poor people who did things right, you're going to suffer because idiots everywhere. And it's a pain in the ass. This whole thing is just such a huge pain in the ass. And the worst part is, I think we're going to have some snapping going on this time. I don't think we're going to have a real cordial.
That's kind of what we were predicting. Yeah. We're like, they can't do this a second time. People are going to lose it.
A, people are going to lose it because, you know, this is just driving them nuts. B, when they did it the first time, we were in paradise. It was 80 degrees every day. We're taking walks. We're walking around. We're outside. We're having fun. All the restaurants.
It's a little easier to stay in when it's hot because it's always kind of been like our winter here.
But,
you know?
But like Toledo hates his family now. Like they won't go away.
Divorces will be happening.
Domestic violence, divorce. You can't leave. Like at least you could take a walk back in March and April when we did this. Now you're like, I can't even walk outside. I'll light on fire. I have to sit with these idiots. And I know plenty of people have their kids in there. The news yesterday of schools pushing back a little bit, it made certain people just – there were probably a lot of tears yesterday thinking that we're only a month and a half away from these kids at least going away for a couple hours a day.
Then you had a lot of pediatricians coming out and saying it's still important to have school open for these kids, and they're saying they're backing it up by saying, well, it's, you know, we can see the kids aren't really one spreading it amongst themselves and catching it, which is an interesting debate
yet because that's what they said about people in their early, you know, teens and 20s. They're like, they don't get they don't even have it really.
Again, that's coming from doctors, so that's
Still have teachers there. There's more than just children there.
That's what I was thinking. It was like, well, you got your administration and everything.
Yeah, you're putting a pile of people in a room. I don't care how old they are right now. Nobody knows nothing. So you're going to be stuck with those kids. I just felt
this. I don't think anybody's going to argue it's important for kids to have school.
I mean, you know, you go back to when, like, let's say, I don't know, World War II, when planes would fly over and like 15 at a time and just randomly drop bombs on towns. I don't think the kids were like, well, wow. they're really missing out on some schoolwork and stuff. I think really when you've got a common enemy that's at war with you, you can shut your kid's schooling down for a little bit. I think it'll be all right. They'll catch up. They'll get it together.
To my brother, who's a teacher in Ohio, and I go, "Are you guys?" He goes, "Yeah, we're still, you know, they're planning on opening the schools." But he goes, "We've changed stuff up at his school. He only has, they've broken it down to 9 kids per class. So, you know, normally he'd have 20 or something like that, and they break it up into pods now. So he has to do 3 different classes."
Yeah, what the answer to that is easy, is they keep trying the same schedule.
Yeah,
have nights. You know, you bust up the classes into 3 different things. The teachers are going to work a little more, but they've had some time off. So you just basically say you work from 7 in the morning till noon, then another group of kids comes in from noon to 4, and then from 4 to 7 or 4 to 8, you have the third group.
Yep.
And that's it. And then you can have the smaller classroom instead of doing it all in one period. And you just speed through it. We've learned also through this whole thing that you can get your lessons out in about 2 or 3 minutes online, and the kids are done with school in like an hour and a half. At least that's what my friend, his teenage kids are like. They're getting their stuff in the morning, and an hour later, they have everything done, and then it's up to them to just do the homework for a couple hours.
It doesn't take nearly as long as all day.
It's not a 9-hour thing. That's babysitting, and that's what people want. I mean, that's really the good thing. It's free daycare for the most part.
But it teaches them, you know, social stuff, and then like schedules,
right?
How to be on a schedule, and
they'll get that. They'll learn that again.
How to bully?
Yeah, bullying. You know, how to learn how to
deal with bullies.
How to be the ugly kid in school and try to, you know, learn your sense of humor to get through it, or be the beautiful girl and recognize this will last forever because it always does. Pretty girl, it never ever goes away. Once you're pretty, you're always pretty. You don't peak at age 18 when you start adding a little weight in college and have to learn personality. None of them ever do. So, yeah. So it teaches you that. I feel kind of for the really pretty girls.
Oh, do you?
This is it for them.
What a guy you are.
Well, if you think about it, Eric, you think about this. Look, pretty girls only have high school. That's it.
Have college. You know,
a few. Not
be
really.
Be cheerleader in the college.
But when you go to college, you're no longer the pretty girl. You're one of the pretty girls. Yeah. Right. There's a lot of them. So in high school, the really like the 2 or 3 really stunning girls are missing out on the only time in their lives that they're having a peak.
I like the prom queen. Yeah,
the peaked in high school girls are getting robbed right now. And they don't have personalities. And they're going to get thrown back into the world at age 19 without ever knowing what it was like to be something. So they're going to turn to drugs, no question about that. And the bulimia rates are going to go through the moon to try to be the prettiest girl on campus. It's just not going to be good.
This is a good fight for you, John.
I always fight for the pretty people because there's always, you know, they're always bullying them online saying.
The problem is he can't get out, you know, on a tour to speak. He has to do it on Zoom.
Zoom. And the pretty girls can't figure Zoom out, so you can never talk to them about how important it was.
Well, Larry wants us to do more PSAs for 4th of July, so maybe this should be your PSA.
I should. You know, think of the poor girl at school who only... You know, how many... We all know the girl who peaked in high school. We all know.
Her senior year is going to be delayed now.
It's over. Perhaps it ended. And she's like, well, now what? This was my thing. I was the pretty girl, and this is what I was going to hang my hat on for years and years. And now in reunions, people are just going to talk about this stupid pandemic and not me.
Oh, my God.
Poor Claire. She's not going to make it through this whole thing. Claire is going to have to be an average person. I feel sorry when you take the peak away from somebody. That athletes that didn't get their senior year, that's a tough one because there's a lot of
them. Corona's going to be in tears when she's denied.
Yeah, the girl, her name was Corona, and she happened to be the prettiest girl in school. I doubt that. But I seriously doubt that Corona was the hottest girl in school. Maybe if it's a school of prostitutes. But maybe. I don't know. Either way, there's a lot of kids hurt by this. And if we're going to worry about the class of 2020, they're throwing another party for them at some school by my house. I'm like, Jesus, this graduation meant a lot more to some people than I've ever imagined. They have a 9th grade graduation they're redoing. Congratulations to our class of 2020, 9th graders. Nobody gets a tassel for that and hangs it off their handlebars because you don't even have a car to hang the thing off of. Anyway, it's all closed anyway. Your kids are going to be living with you for the rest of your lives. There's no end in sight. If you want to go to a bar, just go. They're in restaurants. Just go sit in a bar. Drink yourself silly. Total Wine. Build your own bar in your house and just drink because you're going to need it. And try not to snap because that's my next prediction. The snaps are going to be a lot and they're going to be violent.
I'm hoping that's not going to happen as much as I think it is, but this is not going to be easy. There are people who just went, whew, we made it through. Okay, we can rebuild our business and be all right. And then you have it swiped out from under you again. There's going to be some people losing it. And restaurant people and bar people, they live by the skin of their teeth anyway.
Just so, getting ready to open one up. Yeah. I see a couple of them like, grand opening soon.
Oh, poor bastards. But yeah, I mean, to have it like, okay, we made it through. We got a little assistance. We did it. And now we get a chance to kind of start again. And then they take it away again. Oh, man. There's going to be some. This is the 1929 people jumping off the ledge thing when the markets crash. So, and I don't see any like relief. Like, how in the world are they going to start giving them money again for this? They can't. I say we all move to Iceland. That looks nice. I've seen a couple shows. It looks pretty good. Nobody pays attention to it.
We don't all want to move there, do we?
Yeah, I think no. We all do. Everybody.
All
right. If you're thinking to yourself, ooh, Iceland, good. Stay here. I don't give a crap.
No, I mean, too many people. You don't want to tell everybody to go.
I don't think everybody's going to be in on it.
You don't think so?
And, you know, further down the line, it's how do you handle it now going forward? Because if there's a new one that comes out, you know, because it seemed like it, you know, back in the day of the H1N1, mm-hmm. Well, if these viruses, you know, keep coming out in a year or two, do you handle it the same way?
Oh, yeah, we're going to knee-jerk a lot.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of that. The novel virus is going to... The next one, after if we figure this out, the next one that pops up, because they pop up every 4 or 5 years, you get one that kind of gets serious. Will we lose our minds again?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Because everybody's going to be like, well, we can't have it happen again, so we start this shutdown before it gets here, just in case. I don't know. But, you know, I also kind of...
Isn't that kind of the problem with Arizona right now? Like, maybe we shut down too early, it seems like.
Evidently. Evidently, we proudly shut down and tried to stave it off. And I think we did an okay job. And then once we're like, yay, we celebrated by rubbing our mouths all over each other.
Yeah.
It
doesn't go away.
No. You know, we acted like it was over. For some reason, everybody just acted like
the
it
floodgates
was over.
Opened and it got ridiculous.
Right.
People were ridiculous.
And we were joking around about it here going, remember coronavirus? Remember that? Yeah, everybody just dancing around and doing whatever they want.
We got caught up in it. You know,
sure.
You start going out a little bit more and you're like, all right, maybe I can creep out the door.
Yeah. I still didn't like places that had people in it.
Right.
You know, I still
tried to avoid the crowds.
Yeah.
Or
if there was a bar or something, then I'm like, I'm not going in that one. Or a restaurant or, you know, I tried to find the places that weren't good. I never made it over to the casino. It taunted me. It had its it had its little come hither finger.
You have to
like, I'm not doing that.
Have that little governor in you.
Yeah.
Stop you.
Well, the little governor that says it's closed but it's open. Welcome to Portillo's. Yeah, I don't know. My governor inside me is doing a much better job.
Is he?
Yeah, much better. Because he's got a clear message. Like, don't, dude. That's what my governor says all the time. Don't do this, dude. Don't.
Don't.
And I would prefer.
Get out of here.
I would prefer a governor going, just no. You guys are idiots. No. This is a mess. It's your fault. I'm closing it again. Everything's closed.
Nobody's got a mask on. Run.
Yeah, we
got
to stop. That dude's not wearing a mask or a shirt. Whatever I'm doing right now, I got to get away from this.
He's got meth mouth. Yeah,
just judge everybody. That's what we're doing. And now you don't judge by the color of their skin. You judge by whether or not they're smart enough to at least look like they're playing along. The mask is important. So everybody who keeps saying this is fake, it's old design, I don't know what the design is to close it again.
I might have talked some sense into my dad. He actually bought a face shield.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's going to do some welding?
He doesn't like the masks. So
he got himself a face shield.
Makes him uncomfortable.
Huh. I'd like to see that. Have we proven that the face shield does a lot? I think with a mask.
I guess it would block everything.
Yeah, it
wouldn't block
it'd
germs.
It'd get pretty dirty quick when you start sneezing into it.
It's not going to block all your germs and stuff. It's going to block you from spitting on people. I guess that's
right.
Okay.
That's a big one.
That's huge. So, well, good for him. That's a step in the right direction.
Sure.
Yeah. So he's coming around a little bit.
He still fights everything I say about. You know, hey, just, you know, you don't need to be going out to that bar.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop living my life, Eric.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, that is the dumbest thing people can say right now.
Baby steps, though. You got a face shield.
I'm not going to stop living. Could you just stop living a little bit so other people can
just
get along? So
you really need to go to that Mexican joint tonight with other people?
Stop living for 5 minutes so we can get through this a little quicker?
I mean, you felt comfortable enough to go to Ocean 44, and that's, you know, bottom line is it that many people would see, okay, well, that's kind of risky no matter what.
If you go in there, you'd realize it's not.
There's no guarantee.
No guarantee anywhere, but there's no guarantee.
Because Steak 44 got nailed.
I come to work. Yeah, but they're open again because there's nothing in it. Somebody had it. And that's how good they were. Somebody reported and they closed down the second they heard it, sanitized everything else, tested all their employees, and got everybody back in there. So, yeah. But
you got to be, you know, happy in a way that it's still, you know, open or out, you know.
I'm not talking about one or two things. There are people like who can't wait to go out every day just to rub their faces in the fact that they're doing this. Those are the ones that are pain in the ass. Those are the ones, like if Steak 44 or Ocean 44 last night's like, do you mind if we sit people with you? I'd have said no. There are people who can't do that. There are people like, sure, why not? Because they don't understand. It's not about being a dick right now. If somebody sits next to you, you have to say, hey, space it. Take two or three apart. You can't be you can't be cordial,
be vocal
guy. And it isn't Steak 44 or Ocean 44's choice to tell you what happens next. It's yours. Just because the business says, hey, this is okay for us, doesn't mean you have to deal with it. So, yeah, you have to
I got out of there when I was in Gilbert. I was like,
through this. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's doing anything. I did it at that one place when it first reopened, and we're like, they're letting everybody in here now. And I don't blame the business, but we got to go. And so we left.
You blame the business a little bit.
No, I know why they're doing it. I can't blame the business.
Is that a good excuse?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, because they're basically saying, hey, if you're willing to take the risk, it's up to you. I need money. And then it's up to you inside the place to go, this place is too crowded, I got to go. It is not the business's job to tell all the patrons.
Why?
Because it isn't. They can.
We all need to work together in this deal.
Sure, and they can, and they were until
the rules that are in place.
They asked everybody, is this okay? Is this okay? And everybody's like, sure. And I'm like, say yes, because they can sit down, this guy can get his money, and we'll get out of here. And me and my buddy Craig walked out because we're like, we can't stay here. They're letting everybody in, and there's just not a whole lot going on here. So we left. And, you know, that was back in, May. But, it's up to you. You have to be the one that sits back and says, well, why isn't he doing it? Why aren't you? If you even have the question in your head, why isn't this business doing more? Leave the business. That's it. Because if you're having that question mark, it's not that guy's job to make sure you're okay. It's your job. But that's asking people to learn to fly in the next hour and a half, because that's personal responsibility rather than somebody telling you how to live. And somebody telling you this is okay or this is not okay, and you just being fine with it. You have to do it yourself. But, yeah, I mean, the masks last night, some of the most elaborate, beautiful. These looked pricey. And then I saw some car called a tank. I haven't seen this yet. It's like a Jeep. It's a $350,000 off-road vehicle. I forget what it's called, the Restar or Reslar something. The tank. God damn it, this thing was neat. It was in the parking lot. It was the coolest thing I've seen in forever. It looked like some sort of space car. And I didn't know what that was, but it starts at $350,000. I'm like, those are neat. I'd like to look into that. And I looked and I'm like, I would like to never ever see that price tag on anything again unless it's a house.
$350,000.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it grabs your eye the second you walk out the parking lot. Like, what is that moon landing vehicle?
It's called. Does it have a bathroom in it?
I think so. I think it had a small – I think the steering wheel blows you. It better for
$350,000. I need an ensuite for that much.
Every time I stop, a porn better play on my windshield, like a good one. I need everything. It was amazing. I need a concierge. I need a driver for $350,000.
Yeah, it should drive itself.
I don't even understand when you look it up online and it says vehicle starts at $350,000. I'm like, if you're willing to spend $350,000, you're not skimping on the extras.
This is the base model.
There's no base model at $350,000. Just get the whole package. Like, well, I really don't need that that Simonizing thing. You can knock that $150,000 off. It's basically should be one price, and if you want to add crazy stuff, that's up to you. But the base is $350,000, and then there's some options. It's crazy.
The Resvani tank.
That's it. It's gorgeous. In person, it's incredible.
You can get it bulletproof, too.
Well, sure. Everybody needs that. Well, maybe we do. Maybe
we do. Standard option.
Yeah. Maybe we do need the bulletproof one. It was pretty cool. Everybody walked out. We all walked away. Whoa. What in the world is that thing? So what are you going to do? But, yeah, the days of business dinners and things like that, those are over starting now. No more drinking. No more goofing around. We're back on Zoom, everybody. Yay. Happy hours on Zoom.
Oh, do our Zoom meetings resume?
I don't know. Probably. Ugh.
What about travel?
Well, American Airlines said they're going to pack their planes because they're saying, hey, we'll do it.
Again, another there has to be some responsibility here because what the airlines are doing are canceling flights and jamming everybody into one plane.
Yeah, and they're it's a risk reward. Now that's a little different because you're holding folks hostage on where to be. So it is kind of their responsibility at a certain point. But if you're getting on there going, hey, I'm willing to do it, you had the right to say I'm not going to do this and give the ticket back. So
it's just a messed up situation. You would think somebody could say, all right, you can't do that. You can't cancel all these flights that where people
– right.
You know, there's enough room or you can be 6 feet apart.
They can't survive running third flights. So they're like, we got to pack them up and we got to do less flights. If you guys are willing to get on it,
is that true? Don't we bail them out all the damn time?
We would bail them out. But you know what? They're basically saying you could drive. And we're like, all right, I'll sit in the pile.
Yeah.
So that one's a little bit more hostage because of the convenience. But
it all goes away on the second week of November.
Yeah, it might. You just might be right.
Yeah, sure.
When they all start shooting needles into each other saying this worked or this didn't. It's 6:11. Let's get a wake-up song and try to just be smart today. Every day, we're living our lives like alcoholics. We're Corona alcoholics. Every day is just, let's get through this one.
Great answer. Drink more, John. That's all you need to do.
Drink
at home.
Drink a ton more. Drinking leads to good decisions, leads to you being responsible. But yeah, every day we live for today, and that's it, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Ask all the restaurant and bar owners. They didn't know this yesterday, that they were going to get closed up. So every day, get through today with try not to get hassled and try not to hassle anybody. That's the rules. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.